This summer holidays has seen the return of the Space Scheme from Staffordshire Police. It's back after many years, providing loads of fun activities over the coming weeks for a whole new generation of young people around Stoke-on-Trent and Staffordshire. Matthew Ellis is Staffordshire's Police and Crime Commissioner and joins me on the phone now. Hi, Matthew.
Hello, Chris.
For those, I'm sure some listeners will perhaps remember the space back in the 1980s and 90s and all of the things that took place engaging with young people. Why has the scheme been relaunched?
Well, in short, it appears to have been successful back then. I wasn't aware of it back then, but I think it's a bit of a blast from the past that might well help us to reduce antisocial behaviour through the school summer holidays, and certainly give some brilliant opportunities for engaging with young people between the police and other agencies. So I thought it was worth a try. We've saved some money, so I've got some money to invest in it going forwards. And when you see rises in antisocial behaviour year after year after year, going back probably 15 years actually, it would seem sensible to me to try and do something to prevent that.
So the idea is that there's lots of fun activities on all types of different activities that young people can go along to. Is it much different this time around than the previous time?
It's a little bit different. The police led it before. The police are going to be a key part of it this time. So as far as getting into communities, which I've asked them to do anyway, hence the new technology that allows them to do that, I want them engaging with young people more than they have done. Whilst it won't be led by police, which it was 25 years ago, It's actually being led by my office, the principles will be the same, although the major players are a bit more varied than they were 25 years ago.
Give us a flavour of some of the partners you're working with on this.
Oh, everybody. I mean, I'm delighted. Nearly all the local councils across Staffordshire have really stepped up to the mark. And I will just take this opportunity to say that I came up with this idea 4 months ago, and the people who work with me have done a tremendous job to pull something of this scale together so quickly. But they couldn't have done it without the help of district and borough councils and the city council right across Staffordshire. So a variety of partners. We've got big organisations like Alton Towers and Drake Manor Park in the south who are throwing their hat in the ring. And in fact, 600 events are now on the website that youngsters can go to.
And of course, there's too much to mention in terms of this interview, but let me give listeners a flavour of what's happening in Stoke-on-Trent over the next week. Sports activities at local parks, film showings, dance sessions at Dimensions, filmmaking sessions at a local church, DJ workshops in Longton, in Newcastle climbing sessions at Jubilee 2, a sports club at Port Hill Cricket Club, and even an owner pony day at a local stables. So all sorts of things happening.
It's pretty varied, and you know, I'm hoping that we can drag youngsters away from their PlayStations and all the other things in this modern life that they have to do.
Okay. Where can people find out what's going on?
The webpage is on the Staffordshire PCC website, so that's www.staffordshire-pcc.gov.uk/space. They're all listed by area. There's some information, there's contact names on how to get involved, how to actually book those things.
And finally, are the activities free, or is it highly subsidised? How does it work?
It's a mixture. I've paid for quite a lot of activities in particularly targeted areas to be put on. But most activities, in fact, pretty well all activities, are discounted to varying degrees, with some really big discounts for the big theme parks. 101.8 FM.